Friday night rolls around, good Shabbos to y'all.
Will Whitman be there tonight to give Conway a call?
OCD freak loving his dog, popping that Wellbutrin like Hanukkah gelt, fool.
Timmy's betting the ponies, losing the shekels. Sophia's sitting there saying,
oh, Babu.
Oh, Babu. Oh, Babu.
Oh, Babu.
Oh, Babu.
Welcome, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, man. Nice to see you, dude.
Timmy Conway Jr., look at you, man.
Last night's event at the Commerce Casino, and I will quote our general manager, Bob Moore.
Bob Moore, the general manager, what did he have to say about it?
The single greatest event he's ever been to in his life.
No, he didn't say that.
Well.
Oh, all right. Did he really say that?
Something like that.
I swear to God, that was the single greatest event I've ever been to in my entire life, Jack.
Basically.
It was a great event.
It was
that
a great event.
That was probably the best Commerce Casino event we've ever had.
We had a great great crowd, met a lot of, you know, the guy who calls in all the time, who talks about me like, you know, banging around with my dogs and everything.
Is he there?
Ali. He shows up. He's like, Whitman. He's like, I'm a huge fan of the show. He goes, I only do that because it's the only way I know how to, like, get on the air and talk to you guys. So I've made friends with him, and I want to thank Jose. He works for Fox Sports, and he came over. Since you paint me on the air as this, you know, nutty, you know, mug collector, this, you know, crazy, you know, 35-year-old dude who has like a 65-year-old man's...
Not a tough canvas to fill up, by the way.
But anyway, brought me a great Fox mug, and I love it. So I got, like, gifts. It was a great night. The listeners were great. There were some really hot chicks from Guinness were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was fun.
Everybody enjoyed themselves. And it is a great time, so get on down there. To the Commerce Casino, man.
How'd you do, buddy, after I split?
I actually ended up down a little.
You did? Okay, I did as well. Yeah.
Somebody's going to get cheated out of a Christmas gift or two.
Yeah,
I'm not sure who it is, but I got to try to get even here.
I had to call in I had to call the Mr. Fallen Angel today.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I had to call my friend Gabriel Wisdom.
Some money for the weekend?
Well, come on. You heard it. Oh, come all ye faithful. I mean, it's time to buy gifts for people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Did you tap the credit cards last night?
No, I brought cash, but I lost just about all of it on blackjack. Before the show. I got there early and played blackjack before the show. So it was fun. I don't mind, really.
Honest I moved the money around. A little poker, a little blackjack, a little three-card poker. Moved it all around.
Yeah, you play like Pai Gow too, don't you?
No, I just sit with the guys who play.
Oh, all right. Because one time, you know what? Your wife Jennifer plays Pai Gow, doesn't she?
No, she does not.
She plays one of those Asian games.
Yeah,
dude.
She plays like Caribbean Stud.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well,
three card poker.
Forgive me. Right. Yeah. I remember we talked about it one night.
Hey, Jerry, come on in here, dude. We got to discuss something with you on the air. And I don't like doing this off the air, so we got to do it on the air. And it's always
uncomfortable
for everybody. Is Randy in there? Randy can take over for a minute. I don't know.
Here comes Jerry. Let me move my new mug out of the way.
All right. Again, I don't like doing this on the air, but I can't do it off the air because I'm a major pussy when it comes to this.
People have said, I mean, in the almost 3 years you and I have been together, some of the best shows we've had have been shows where we've had real arguments. And
this one's going to be a doozy.
And it doesn't happen often between Tim and me, but when it happens, it's real because it's more comfortable for us to do this kind of thing on the air instead of off the air.
All right, here he is, man.
What is it this time?
Dressed in black, ready to roll here.
You have no idea what it is?
Not really.
No idea. All right.
Hold on.
Right. Is that an honest answer? You have no idea?
All right. Jerry Wyschowski is the executive producer of this show. And what time did you roll in today?
I got here a little late. 7:15.
7:15? 7:20?
Yeah. I said hi to Timmy.
All right. I was happened to be in the parking lot when the guy rolled in.
Oh, that's not good for the person who's late.
That's holidays. What can you do? I was in holiday traffic myself, so I gave you a bump there. All right. I got an email. So did Brian, so did Randy and Gina.
Yep.
We all got an email from you yesterday, right?
From me?
Yeah, for the it's about the, all what? The directions, the Commerce Casino.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, I mean, this one I didn't really put as many details in because we've been there so many times.
Oh, you think?
No, I understand. Listen, it says all the information for last night's remote. Where? Commerce Casino.
Yeah.
When? 8 to 11 p.m. Try to get there around 6:30 p.m. or so, Gina.
That's an instruction to Gina on
that. Was actually a leftover thing from the one before that. I would have actually.
We're in the same ballroom as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Address 6131 Telegraph Road, Commerce, California, 90040.
Right. Like if we want to MapQuest it or something. That's good. That's good.
Contact David Mosikin, then his cell number. I won't give that over the air. And then the rundown for the program.
Right. The actual content of the show. Now, you must remember, as you listen, Jerry is our executive producer, and you have another title, don't you?
Head writer.
Head writer. All right. Yeah, writer. So this is the part where Jerry gets to showcase those skills and give us show content ideas, which is put in the form of a show rundown.
Right. And here's the rundown for last night. 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., topical phoner or guest.
Jesus Christ.
9 p.m. to 10 p.m., topical phoner or guest.
Jesus Christ.
10 p.m. to 11 p.m., topical phoner or guest. And then note, Gina, do we have any guests?
but still, Bob said it was the best Commerce ever.
How much time did you put into this?
That was just basically a copy paste from the event before that.
Jerry,
this event is
almost zero.
Well, I mean, that's embarrassing. Aren't you at all embarrassed sending that? I mean,
well,
that's.
You know what? I'm not going to give you my opinion on it yet. I'm going to give you what I think or what Brian worked for. How long did you work for Rick Dees?
I worked for Rick Dees for my goodness for 13, 14 years.
Okay, yep. All right. So you probably and then survived I had a lot of people. In the Rick Dees family.
I saw a lot come and a lot go.
Right.
Yes, but
you made it.
But I'm proud to say I made it, and I was there in his very last show.
Okay.
And I cried like a baby.
Is that right?
Yeah, I did.
All right. All right, so you worked for Rick Dees, who is a very meticulous guy.
Yes, very meticulous when it comes to details. And
right.
There's a lot
he likes the Dees tales.
Yeah, the Dees tales. And I mean, there's a lot of little kind of idiosyncrasies. And I'm kind of idiosyncratic. So you'll get to know that soon enough. And, you know, and we'll do this. And, you know,
for example, with little tape cartridges.
Right.
You can put them in the tape machine. But you can't take them out.
All right, go ahead and put them in. Don't take them out.
There's a million little things like that.
Right, you have to know them all.
You have to know them all, and then sometimes they change, and you just no one ever knew why they change.
You got to adapt.
You have to just say okay. The guy who is behind the microphone has had a change of plans, and
all right.
Tuesday's rule is not in effect on Wednesday. And my mistake. I'm sorry, sir.
Okay. All right. I'm going to be Jerry Wischowski. You be Rick Dees.
Oh, great.
And I'm going to give you. A memo, and we're going to do a Movin's going to do a remote at the Commerce Casino. All right,
Give me a song. I'll talk up the song, and then Jerry will give me a.
Oh yes, we're getting right into it. The all new Movin' 93.9. It is Rick Dees, and we have nothing but hits. And by the way, come and join us in San Dimas.
That's San Dimas. Right?
Please, I'm in the middle of a sentence. That's tomorrow. Here's El DeBarge. Okay, great.
And we're at a break.
Great.
Hey, Rick, we're doing a remote tomorrow at the Commerce.
Right.
Got about 3 minutes to go over this. And I've printed you up all the instructions and everything for the show tomorrow.
Okay, do you have do you have a show content? Do we have some bits?
Everything's
on?
In there.
Hits? Okay, great.
The whole show's up in one page.
Great. There's the address. Okay, 8 p.m., topical phoner, guess. 9 p.m., topical phoner, guests. 10 p.m., topical phoner, guests. Note, Gina, do we have any guests? God love you, Tim. This is not doing it.
That's not it?
No, it's not going to.
Is the address wrong?
No. You know what? I don't ever want to see this again. Just take it away.
Well, the whole.
You know what? Burn it. I never want to see it again.
But the whole deal is tomorrow.
You know what? And there's nothing. Topical phoner or guess. And then note to Gina, any guess? So you're leaning on guests, phantom guests that have obviously not been booked. I mean, you know, some phantom guests. And put some topical phoners on there. Why don't you put a list of, you know, two or three or four to choose from for every hour? Why would you even give me that? God dang it. That just makes me so angry. And it's the holidays.
Would it be better if I gave you nothing?
Yes.
It would.
Yes. Let me repeat that. It would be better if you had given me nothing. Burn that. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that.
All right.
Okay. And here's one. And by the way, here's a line that I saw him give a guy, who I'm not going to mention because the guy's fairly successful right now. If you can't do this, quit.
Is that right?
Yes. He said, and I was standing right next to the guy, and the door was locked. So then Rick went on the air and did this whole bit on the air, and the guy was standing there, and I was standing next to
Jesus.
Him. Was so uncomfortable. But he said to the guy, if you can't do this, then just quit.
Did the guy quit?
No, the guy stayed.
He did.
Yeah, okay. The guy stayed.
Just to let you know, I understand that. The only thing is that after the show the previous night, we had talked about in the parking lot a whole bunch of different topics, which Brian was actually gone for. But me and Gina talked about them, and you talked about them.
Oh, so now it's me?
No, I'm just saying that you were gone. I'm just saying that you left.
Hold on. You're right. After the show I left, we did have a conversation, which I was present for a portion of.
And it continued a little bit.
And though. I did, Jerry, you know what? If you really want to do this, I'll kick your ass so hard right now. I came to the Commerce Casino yesterday and talked to Tim and had topic
ideas. I know.
Ideas, And by the way, if you're going to sit there and call yourself an executive producer.
The ones that we talked about we used last night.
Shut up and listen to me.
Yes.
If you're going to call yourself an executive producer or a writer and you're going to hand two guys in Los Angeles doing a goddamn radio show an email that says topical phoner guests. Gina, do we have any guests? And you're the producer.
I know, the producer.
What are you doing? If I throw something at you, throw it back at me.
You can't use the whole S.
No, I'm sorry, but that pissed me off. You're trying to make I'm the problem?
I never said
you're the problem. I just said that we...
Jerry, listen. Yeah. I don't know how to motivate you. I really don't.
He can't be motivated. Jerry, you're the most.
I've been sending these out, and that was the one.
That sucks.
Okay, I understand that.
That sucks. It's an embarrassment that you would even hit send on that email is an embarrassment.
You're just bringing your act together here.
There are bad ideas, and by the way, I've sent my share of bad ideas or mediocre ideas, and I admit that. But I've never sent. Basically, a blank sheet. You sent a blank sheet. Now, granted, there are some details about the casino there, but in terms of show content, to put 8 p.m. topical phoner, which to the audience means phone topic to call in on, you know, some topic of discussion, but offer none, not give, hey, Tim, hey, Brian, how about this, how about this, how about this, and to write that three times for
every... Well, we talked about, like, six of them in the parking lot.
Then put them on the email. Put the six of them on the email.
I remembered them. We all remembered them. All right.
They should have gone on the email.
I'll put them on next time in the email.
All right. What I think you need, my brother, is a fresh start. All right?
Okay.
So maybe what we should do... You know, like, you know, baseball teams do, you know, sometimes when they, you know, guy's not hitting 280 anymore in Atlanta, they send him off to Seattle and he kicks ass or something.
To the Triple A's?
I don't know, the Triple A's.
The Double A's, maybe?
But maybe we should trade you for somebody.
Okay.
Put you on the trading block.
And sometimes I'm your only ally and you piss me off.
Yeah, Brian is a huge supporter of yours.
I mean, you can deal it, but you can't take anything.
You don't know. You don't know the nice things I say about you to
Tim. I do.
No, you don't, because
no, you
I
don't.
Say them to Tim privately
on
the phone.
Well, I can imagine.
He does. He's very supportive.
And you're going to pull that S with me.
Anyway.
I didn't pull any S.
So,
folks, if you have an employee, you are an employer of employees, and you're looking to offload one of your guys, we'd like to trade Jerry Wischowski for... Maybe one guy, maybe a girl, maybe two guys, whatever. But we'd like to put him up on the trading blocks. And here's what he has to offer. He's fairly dependable. He's got a decent sense of humor. He's not very good at direction. But that's one thing you're going to have to just deal with.
In fairness, he has a decent spirit about him.
Yes. You're going to have to deal with his temper.
There are mood swings.
Yeah. Highs and lows and yelling at coworkers. He's got his own car. He's pretty clean. lives with his parents in Lakewood. He's got some really good friends that are decent guys, like Matt and Mitch and Scott and those dudes. But we'd like to trade Jerry Wischowski for one of your trouble employees.
Oh, no. Let's not don't trade Jerry for Jerry.
Well, you got to.
It's not what George Steinbrenner does when
You can't trade.
It's like the swap shop all of a sudden. Well, what are we going to swap him out? We got to swap him out for something better, buddy. We don't swap him out for.
Yeah, I know, but you can't. I mean, you simply can't trade, gold for aluminum. You can't do it.
Well, in the marketplace, I guess you can't do that. That's right.
I mean, we have to sort of get what, we're lucky to maybe we'll get some radio equipment for him or something. I don't know. But he's on the trading blocks, if you'd like to trade one of your employees for Jerry Wischowski, maybe we'll do that. We'll see what we can entertain here, any offers. And if you'd like to, bid on this guy, 520-9710, tell us what you'll put up, maybe one of your employees that you want to get rid of, 520-9710, and 888-520-9710. Perhaps you run a 7-Eleven,
right,
or you run a KFC and you're looking to get rid of somebody. Maybe we can trade somebody out.
Yeah, any sort of service industry you've got a market or something. And I apologize for swearing. That was very unprofessional. I'm sorry.
Listen, I do it all the time. All right. If you'd like to trade, Jerry Wischowski will go work for you and your employee will come work for us. 520-9710. You would like to stay in the Los Angeles area, Lakewood area?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I mean, for the most part, yeah.
What would you like to do?
Ideally, Jerry, what would you like to do? Talk to us now.
And don't say this because it's so obvious that this is not it.
Right. I don't know.
Do you want your own radio show?
No.
Do you want to go back to writing? Do you want to create video games? What would you like to do?
That requires schooling. That requires more schooling.
Do you want to go back to school? You're a young guy. Do you want more school?
I've entertained the notion of that before, okay. Actually.
All right. But clearly, you've probably have run out of options here. Because I personally like you, and it has nothing to do with my personal opinion.
And I love you personally.
But I don't think that you want to do this anymore. That's all I'm saying. And the signs are all over the place.
Because
I can't help you anymore.
More than one time. This is really the only time I've become involved like this, and I apologize for my temper. It's not like me. But I've seen Tim put flares up many times with you. Flares that any reasonable person would recognize and go, oh. All right. And shift or adjust the way they prepare the show or produce the show or whatever. But you seem to not respond to those flares.
Well, it's not that I didn't respond. It's that this event is always goes off fine. And there's always.
Let me ask you a question, young man. When you were at the casino last night.
Yes.
Did you play more cards or produce the show more?
Last night, I probably mingled and played more cards.
Okay,
actually,
all right,
but that was, yes,
a mistake, maybe. It's unusual, and CBS is probably not interested in paying somebody to play poker all night, right?
Yes,
you agree with that. And since Randy had to do the Corolla show last night because they had Adam Carolla's Christmas party,
right?
Did Adam
enjoy himself?
I don't think he went actually.
Oh, all right,
yeah, he was sick. He wasn't feeling well.
I see.
But anyway, so Jerry, we knew we didn't have a board op, so instead of saying, hey, listen, I'm going to go back to the station and be the board op, they hired Steve here, Steve Paillette, who did
a fine job.
Awesome job. But I don't think that you think like that. I think that that there is, the commitment for us and towards us isn't as big as your commitment towards you and your friends and having a good time. And you're young. And I'm not taking that away from you.
Right, because we were all 25. We're two dudes who get it. True or false, Jerry, and I want you to be honest with yourself and honest with Tim and honest with me. True or false, if you did not have this job, you would really not care.
That's not true.
Okay.
Would you? But
Why would that be true?
I don't know. That's not true. It wouldn't kill you if you were working somewhere else.
Well, I don't think it would kill any of us, but I wouldn't know. I mean, I don't agree with that statement.
I didn't thrust it upon you. That's why I asked you.
Okay, we're looking to trade Jerry Wischowski for a maybe a player to be named later.
Right? Could we get two? Maybe.
That's possible.
All right, okay. All right, let's try to work
if somebody's
this.
Listening on the internet and, you know, you have a problem employee and you live up in the Seattle area, what's to say that Jerry won't move up to Seattle and take that job and you can send your problem employee down here? And we'll have to deal with that guy.
Will you and I absorb the...
I don't think I'm going to be doing that, but that's okay.
For the right amount of money, you would.
To Seattle?
Guy called and offered you $100,000 to work in Seattle. You'd go.
Would you go for $150?
To Seattle?
Yeah.
And there's nobody I know is there, no friends, there's nothing there.
But it doesn't matter. I mean,
except
that's...
some whatever. What's the job?
I did it at 22. I did it.
Yeah, people move around.
I moved across the country at 22.
What's the job?
It was a radio job.
No, but what's the theoretical job for Seattle?
I don't know, but you're sitting here.
A radio job or a TV job? I don't know.
25 years old. You wouldn't move for $100,000 a year? You really wouldn't?
I don't know.
You got to be more motivated
than that. I'm pretty set.
Yeah. Okay, but don't be set. You're 25. Dan in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Jerry Wyschowski's on the trading blocks. What do you got? Dan.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Oh, sorry. I was calling from Ventura. I didn't know you were talking about me.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, yeah, man. I own three pizzas down here in pizza shops down here in Ventura, and I'd be happy to trade them.
Okay. And what do you have an employee that you look to get rid of?
You could take any one of them.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
All right. What would Jerry be doing for you?
I could have him doing whatever. He could deliver. He could make the pizzas. He could whatever he wants to do.
I think he'd be better delivering because he likes to be outdoors and he could drive around.
Yeah, he's got a convertible. In the summer, he can take that down and drive his ass off.
How many pizzas do you think you could fit in that car, Jerry?
A lot,
and probably most. Yeah, I could fit a lot actually.
What does a delivery guy make nowadays?
Well, I mean, we pay minimum wage, but he can make like $30-$40 a night tips plus free pizza. Good package.
Sounds like a deal.
Would he work every night, Dan?
You know what? I'll work around his schedule. Whatever he wants to do.
All right, and then we have the luxury of picking out our own employee from your whole.
I don't like any of them, so you could take any one of them. I really don't care.
Jesus Christ!
All right. That sounds interesting. Hold on one second. Let's get some information from you. All right. Is that something you want to do?
I don't know. See, pizza
deliver
is Brian's.
Pizzas in Ventura?
Pizza is not really my passion
right,
in life.
It's my
but,
thing, right.
I mean, well, I don't even like pizza that much. Like, I mean, I like
I,
it,
I
but I don't.
I heard you say
like,
pizza is Brian's thing. Eating pizza is my thing.
Well, you love pizza.
Yeah. I don't love delivering it and driving around, you know, Ventura delivering it. I love eating it. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Brian here at the Commerce. Brian, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
How's it going, guys?
All right. Do you work at the Commerce Casino?
Yes, I did.
What do you do there?
Actually, I'm a security officer there.
Oh, okay.
Right. We must have seen you walking around in that uniform last night, right?
No, actually, I was not in the green suit. I was actually by the main cage on the other side.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. And it was pretty good last night. I like it.
All right, and so that's not a bad position. You know what?
Not
I think
really.
I think you're onto something here, dude. I think Jerry's got to be involved with something with gambling. To keep him motivated.
Oh, but if
he could probably become a chip runner,
or maybe even a dealer. You could deal cards. All right, Brian,
I think you need to go to school for that. But yeah, I could do that.
But I think you could be a card dealer, and you know, you're there at the casino anyway. You might as well make some money.
I'm not at the Commerce aside from our event, but yeah, but I would go.
You're at casinos.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm no stranger to casinos.
What about working at the racetrack? Would you like to do that?
I don't know. The racetrack is, I don't know. I don't think so.
May I suggest, if it's not Southern California, you said Seattle's out, what about dealing in a major Las Vegas casino?
I'd love that, but...
But he doesn't know anybody, right?
I don't know anybody there. But that's not...
Why do you have to know people?
You said that. I don't know. I was just going off what you said right there.
You could get a job.
I don't know any friend. Yeah, well, but see, I don't know. Vegas sounds closer for some reason.
Well, it is closer.
I don't know if it is closer.
It's closer than
actually,
Seattle.
Yeah, it is
of course
closer
it is.
Than Seattle. Yeah, that's true.
Let me see if you can become a dealer. Let me try to get a friend of mine on the phone here.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Dave Mosikin. See if he can slide into the Commerce Casino, because you're very good at cards, dude.
He is a very good player.
Yeah, he's exceptional.
He knows the games.
All right, let's see if David Mosikin, who runs that casino, that Commerce Casino.
Yep.
Right? Hey, it's Conway.
Hey, Conway.
Hey, we're on the air. You're on the air, dude.
You're on the air? We're on the air right now.
Real quickly, we're looking to trade Jerry Wyschowski for a troubled employee of yours. Are you looking to offload anybody, or do you think he could be a good card dealer?
Can I? Do I think he can be a good card dealer?
Yes.
You know, I don't know about that.
Well, he knows that, Dave. He knows the games. Do you train people who want to be dealers?
Yeah, we do. We do it all the time.
What do you pay him?
Dealers are pretty much minimum wage, and they keep their tips.
That could be a couple, $300-$500 a night.
Yeah, it could, but you've got to, you know, you've got to be kind of appealing to the customers. They kind of
right. You want them to toke.
Right. You can't be like a curmudgeon a-hole.
No. Yeah. Exactly. So I don't know. Is it going to work?
I don't know.
I think some with Jerry, what would happen is some nights he'd be real high and real into it. Other nights he'd be real, real low, and they wouldn't tip him.
You know those dealers? They walk around. They throw a pillow under their ass when they sit down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would have to be Jerry.
This guy's going to have like a king size mattress. Jerry. All right. We'd like to maybe trade him to the Comrades.
I'm up for it.
All right. By the way, great night last night, dude.
We can do a to be determined, later. But is he on steroids or anything like that?
No, not to our knowledge. He is he's right. Substance free.
Well, he might want to start.
He's pretty clean.
That's too bad.
All right. All right, dude, by the way, awesome night last night.
Yes, we had a good time last night.
I think
very
that was
good.
The greatest poker event we've had ever.
Thank you.
We got to go to break!
Thank you for being so hospitable, Dave. We had a great time.
I love you guys. Anytime.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling, man.
Okay, bye.
All right, there he goes. David Mosikian, everybody.
I think he'd hire you.
That guy's kicking ass down that Commerce.
Oh, we had a great time.
Oh.
We need to go to break!
All right, if you want to trade us an employee of yours for Jerry Wyshoski, he's on the trading blocks. He has proven that he's not really interested in doing this anymore. So we want to get him a job that he's interested in. Don't want to just, let the guy go because he's a decent dude.
Yeah, and we all like him.
Yeah, but clearly he's exhausted a lot of goodwill here when it comes to the producer position. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Jerry Wyshoski's on the trading blocks. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
I'm running the show! Yeah, looking still fucking with you. Still waters run deep. Still Snoop Dogg and DRE. Nah, nigga. Guess who's back? Andre. Oh, for sure. Check me out.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Jerry Wyshoski has revealed during the break that he'd like to go to law school.
Yeah, that came out, that he thought maybe he would go to law school. And I think that Jerry would be a terrific lawyer.
Right, because they don't have to be that organized. These guys that are, schlepping around, they're... their pants are untucked or their shirt's untucked.
No, but you have a good secretary or somebody, assistant, who organizes for you.
Right, as long as you're good at arguing, which he is.
Right, he's very analytical, and Jerry is a very intelligent person, too.
Right.
So those are, I think, key ingredients that make a good attorney, I think.
I think you should do that, dude. Why don't you do that?
And he's Jewish. I'm sorry, did I say that?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Huh?
What do you think, dude?
Well, no, it's an idea I've been considering. It's a lot of money, though. But I would have to get bonds and like grants and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you could do that. You might as well do it while you're young.
You're right.
You're 25 years old. You're burning out on this job here, and that's fine.
Well, I'm not burning out. I don't think one email means I'm burning out.
If you think that this is the only thing that's ever happened, we've ever brought our
my shortcomings are used for fodder a lot.
Right, I understand that.
But
they also have become
are genuine,
very consistent, and
they're very present.
Just waxing eloquently here,
right?
I didn't know that this was going to happen tonight. So,
I didn't either.
All right.
But when we get a show rundown from you, who's the executive producer, it says topical phoner guest, topical phoner guest, topical phoner guest. I don't even know why you bother printing that or writing that.
Right. It was a waste of toner. It was
waste
honestly
of everybody's time to read that.
See, here's what you have to try to do, Jerry, if you can, if I may. And I'm sorry I threw that paper at you. And you should apologize for throwing it back at me.
I'm sorry for throwing it back at you.
I accept your apology. You have to think of us as like, you know, two guys who are like, you know, doing a show, and we don't have, we have a few people to help us, and you're the key person to help us. And think of it like a war. There's all these radio stations that people can listen to, and you give us ideas to help us with topics and things like that. To send out an email to us that just says 8 o'clock, topical phone conversation or guest, 9 o'clock, same thing, 10 o'clock, same thing, and not put on the sheet any topical phone conversation topics, any guests, and then write a note to Gina, do we have any guests? How do you think that makes us feel? Put yourself for a moment and speak out loud so we can hear your thought process. How do you think that would make Conway and Whitman, Tim and I, feel?
Oh, my word.
Me feel.
That would probably be your reaction, but also, yeah, you probably think that that's ridiculous.
Well, don't you think we'd feel alone in this,
Jerry? Listen,
I don't know. Alone in this is, I mean, but you, yeah, it's, I think you'd have feelings similar.
Right. Here's the bottom line. You're an executive producer of an LA radio show, and you're not into it. You can say you're into it, but your work says exactly the opposite. So instead of, you know, just saying, you know, get out of here, we'll replace you with somebody else, whatever, we want to, you know, it's the year 2007 where you were also a friend of ours, and we'd like to help you find something like your passion or something you'd like to do. I mean, it's not like, you know, we're complete a-holes here. We want to sort of help you in what you want to do, but what is it? I mean, when you're not really motivated to do anything. And, you know, this is the
time.
I am
motivated to do a lot of stuff, but it's stuff that I do that's not the, like, I mean, I do have a lot of motivations, actually.
What's the last act that you engaged in which you were highly motivated?
Well, like playing poker is one motivation of mine.
Right. There you go.
I don't want to be a professional poker player, though.
Yeah, but why don't you become like a dealer or, you know, work at a casino?
Well, man, that might be interesting.
Right.
I have one of my best friends growing up who listens to us online is a supervisor at Caesars.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You can have a job there, huh?
Yep, sure.
All right. Jim in Santa Barbara, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
And he's the greatest guy.
Hey. Yeah, I own a shoe store.
All right.
So I don't know if he has any foot fetishes, but I own a woman's shoe boutique.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think not. I'm thinking
no. I don't
no.
know. How many employees you got?
I've got 5.
I don't think chicks would buy shoes from this chap.
Yeah, that was my feeling as well.
What am I, Al Bundy?
You should be so lucky.
Yeah, I don't think so, dude. I think if my wife walked in and Jerry was peddling shoes, that she would split.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I tried.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thanks anyway, man. What's the name of that shoe store?
It is the Sunny Boutique.
Oh, it sounds like a chick place.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry's not a chick guy.
You got hot chicks coming in there?
Yeah, all kinds.
You'd be better off, don't you think, with like a gay man? Honestly, I'm not trying to be funny. Don't you think you'd want like a more effeminate kind of gay dude?
Hey, stop pitching yourself. You got a job. Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
What type of shoes you sell?
All high-end Lakers.
What are some of the brands? No, I didn't know.
No, he doesn't know. Yes, brands. Nothing. Fails.
F that guy. F him and his shoes. All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Jerry, your excuse.
We need to go to break.
All right, but buddy, we're going to try to find you whatever your passion is,
we want
help you out, and use this radio station to try to move you into that area.
Because this really is, we want you to be happy.
Jerry, you're angry as F coming
in
here.
I'm not angry. No, I'm not.
You're yelling at people. You yell at Randy all the time.
When did I last yell at Randy?
Well, let me ask him. When's the last time he yelled at you?
Monday.
I wasn't here Monday.
Okay, the last day you were back, Wednesday.
Wednesday? What did he yell at you about?
Your breasts?
Yeah.
He did that last
night. Well, that's after
he
insulted
you. No, that was a big insult.
Yeah, you started.
Randy.
Just Randy, you insulted him about his height.
When's the last time, Gina, when's the last time Jerry yelled at you? Or you had a confrontation with him?
To be fair, Jerry doesn't yell at me. He just sometimes makes uncomfortable remarks.
Like what? Sexual remarks?
Yeah.
Oh, Bubba.
Yeah.
Well,
but
you know.
He doesn't yell. That's I'll All give him
right.
that.
You actually, you know what you deserve? You should be in about 1948 at the Sands Hotel.
Yeah.
That's what you need. You need the Sands to be rebuilt, mm-hmm. and you get a job there 50 years ago. All right. I can't even look at you. Get out of here. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. See you, Jerry. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we have the bounty hunter coming in.
How about that?
He's going to be on the phone, right?
Yeah, Dwayne Chapman.
Yeah, and we just got a... it might be a balls up here.
Gang.
It says from... here's the memo we got, or email we got, from the director of public relations from Bond. And we've had that Reverend Peterson on a bunch of times. I like that dude.
Right. Jesse Lee Peterson,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Reverend sure. Peterson. Reverend Peterson will be in studio a few minutes before 9 p.m. for the interview. So we're looking forward to that, his arrival. Dwayne Dog Chapman will join at 9 p.m. as well by phone.
Mm.
You can reach Dwayne at his phone number there.
Okay. Where is Dwayne?
I don't even think I should say...
The state?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's not in... It doesn't look like he's in California.
All right.
Keep in mind that this is a charity fundraising event for the Bond Home for Boys. And we, in all in caps, we do not want to rehash old news about Dog's past comments for which he's apologized.
Yeah, it could be a big balls up.
We want to keep the focus on the charity event.
Right.
All right.
Well, we'll try.
I'll just ask him, I guess, what he thinks about the Dodgers.
Right. Well, no, we'll certainly talk about the charity. And with Mr. Peterson here, and I have a history with him. He's been appeared on the show before. And
yes.
We've got a little scrappy. But that won't happen tonight. I can promise you that. We'll promote the charity. We'll do all of that. And then we might have a question or two for the dog. I mean, it would only be appropriate. He's a guest on our show. We want to have a conversation with
him. It'd be odd not to mention it. I mean, if you have Michael Richards in here. And he said he just wanted to talk about Seinfeld.
It would be, given the current climate, it would be almost unbelievable.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, Dwayne Dog Chapman.
Yeah, man.
Coming on at 9 o'clock, man. Look at that.
You remember when we last heard from the dog? I mean, you know, guys don't need to be reminded, do they?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think everybody knows.
All right.
Everybody know?
I think pretty much everybody remembers.
Blasted away. I guess his son ratted him out and recorded a conversation he had about the son's girlfriend, who happens to be an African-American.
Right. And
he didn't use that term in describing her.
No, he did not.
He went with the more colorful and less frequent and less desirable in corporate America, the big N-word.
Right. And not once.
No. Blasted away.
And was basically saying to his son, if a tape like this, or if anybody ever knew that we spoke like this, they wouldn't understand. They wouldn't
right.
understand. So I would never want anyone to know that I used this word. And then he was using the word, and the son was taping it, and he yikes.
Yeah, it got pretty crazy there for a while.
It was pretty well distributed. You know, some pieces of tape don't make it far, you know, with the internet. You know, but some really get right. out
Evidently,
there.
He was paid to do that, like by the Inquirer or something.
I miss that.
I think the son got some money for...
Oh, the son got money.
Ratting dad out.
I understand. Well, we can ask him that, can't we?
Sure. We will. Definitely will. Yeah.
We will.
Yeah. Okay, it might good. Become... I certainly hope it doesn't become contentious, but he has to realize that, you know, that people are still wanting to know...
Absolutely.
You know, what happened.
And what we do here from 8 to 11 is we talk about the issues you... really care about.
Right.
No, we ask the questions you would want us to ask. We're not going to sit here like a couple of pussies and not ask the dog about the obvious story. Come on.
Exactly. If it's happening in the news, you're hearing it here.
If it's happening in the news, you know, we'll be talking about it. We'll be talking about it. Mark Dennis will have traffic and Tracy Miller with the news. You have that clip, Jerry? Tom on KFI in 1981.
All right, gang. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, back with Dwayne Dog Chapman, everybody.
Yeah, man.
And we're live at 97.1 Free FM.